fun, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAFAIRSMART.
Anything else? You want to make some initials up?
I wanted to make sure I didn't do PA twice.
Or HA?
Which I kind of did by saying.
Just now.
Did I do HA twice?
Yeah. You always do, though.
I did it again. Yep. Welcome. Oh, and none of the anons. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with...
Oh,
shit. Shelley.
And Mark.
Awesome.
Shelley's speaking into a bag of... All that in a bag of chips.
Yeah.
This is speaking into a bag of chips. I'm sorry, but you can't have any.
It's not chips, though, right?
Oh, it is.
Wait a minute.
No. He brought them for me.
Wait a minute. Wait. I thought those were cookies.
Oh, there are cookies. You have the cookies.
Okay, so wait a minute.
But
so what are those?
They're homemade chips.
What kind of chips?
Potato chips.
What kind of chips?
I don't know.
I don't want to share. The program shouldn't be sharing and caring.
Oh, it's homemade potato chips.
Hello, what did we just say?
Where did I just have those? Oh, at George's.
Oh, when you went to George's without me, and now you're going to eat
everyone,
my potato chips?
How are you enjoying the show so far?
And I had an ahi tuna sandwich.
You know what? You can just shut up right now.
It was awesome. I'm still waiting to go try out the place in Chino, the French...
El Centro Basque?
Yeah, the French Basque restaurant.
Freaking awesome, man.
Is it really?
I'll drive.
I got to try it out. Got to.
Yep.
You want tea or water or something?
We have peanut gallery.
We do.
Hi, Kylie in the peanut gallery.
Hey, guys.
Yes, and if you need water, there's plastic cups right there.
Thanks for the water.
So, Mark, how was your day or week? You just got back.
I just got back from Denver last night.
Yeah, I wasn't actually expecting you today. I'm glad you came out.
Yep. And I'm tired. But had a great time. Tried to make a couple meetings while I was there. My schedule didn't cooperate.
Ah, I love to go to meetings other places.
Yeah, so do I. I wasn't able to do it this time, but.
And let me ask you if this is true too.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it kind of it's nicer to go to meetings in other areas where you have a lot of time in comparison to other people?
Yeah,
you kind of like instantly feel good.
Yeah, like, hey. You know, it's like, you know, is there anyone here from out of town? You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark from SoCal.
Yeah. What I love is when you go to a meeting in an area you've never been before, and you walk into the room, and someone goes up and starts to, you know, you can sit over here.
Huh?
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't be scared to
share.
Would
you like some coffee?
Yeah. We'll get you some coffee. Don't be scared to share. And I'll be like, oh, I had that happen. I said, I'm the speaker. I said, I'm the speaker. And they're like, oh. I'm like, don't feel bad. Oh my goodness. Everyone's chewing.
I'm not chewing. I put down
Mark,
the chips.
Mark has chew. Kylie has chew. I've got a hookah. Shelly's got a cigarette. Mark and I have Cuban cigars. We're like the tobacco kings and queens of Southern California right now.
We're just doing our, you know, patriotic duty, supporting the RJ Reynolds company.
Actually, I do not believe any of this is from R.G. Reynolds.
That's true. The peanut gallery says that's how you know we're addicts.
Yeah, well,
that's true because the tobacco and the hookah is Alpha Car.
No, that's not how it's pronounced.
Yes, it is.
Alpha Car. I think is how it's pronounced.
No.
Alpha Car. Kylie is saying no. That's what everyone at X2O says.
Everyone knows that you think the joke is funny.
Well... Saeed is Arab.
Yeah,
Hotter is Arab.
Yes, they say that because you think they know you think the joke is funny.
I do.
Because when they say it to me, they don't say that.
I think it is.
Okay, well, anyway.
So how was your day, Shelley? How was your week?
Week was okay. Church was an experience because we really tanked the hymn today.
Why?
We have sound issues because somebody keeps turning off the monitor, so we can't hear each other when we're singing, so we don't know when to come in, and it just becomes a train wreck.
Awesome.
Because we don't have a normal choir loft. Our choir loft is sort of like patched together, and it's elevated, but it's not a proper loft like you
think
of. That
church has a weird shape.
Yeah, it does.
In the center of the church, it goes up like about 80 feet.
Well, it's laid out in, you know, the classic church fashion with the cross. If you stand up at the doors, and there's one long aisle down, and then there's one across the middle. The up is because the cross is attached to the steeple. And we have, like, that 40-foot cross up there.
Yeah.
So we have to, and it's inside rather than outside, so we have to, it has
to
be.
They
want to
make sure everyone knows they're there.
They want to make sure, you know, if there's a massive earthquake, that there's something that will fall and kill us. Because that's what's going to happen.
You know what that means.
Unfortunately,
well,
yes.
Bruce, please tell us.
It's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. Dude's on point. Let me see my Pepsi Dieta.
See? It's silver. It's cylindrical.
If
see?
Pepsi...
See?
Please hand it to me. If Pepsi would sponsor this show, I would talk about Diet Pepsi every day, all the time.
You do anyway. Okay.
I love Diet Pepsi.
Let's see. I don't even know where we were with this. And
well, that's what I'm saying. You got to look through and figure it out. But there was some... A lot of, we had an entire show's worth of them left, so.
Well, talk amongst yourselves for a second here.
Hey, Mark, we're supposed to talk amongst ourselves because I know you guys are.
But she doesn't have a mic.
But I don't think that's a benefit. I don't think that's a benefit for
the. We were talking about show stuff anyway, so.
No, well, there you go.
Okay, Bill sent this story in.
No shout outs this week, huh?
Well, because these were the shout outs from last week, because we're using the news that we didn't use last week. Just shout out, you know what? I love you all. You are marvelous people. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your time and your efforts and your clicks and whatnot. Okay.
And whatnot.
What?
Go ahead.
Mark, we haven't even, we barely started the show. We're 7 minutes in and Mark's already disgusted with me. Okay.
Usually we have to wait a whole segment for that.
But Bill sent this one in from Frankfort, Kentucky, and we all know what happens in Frankfort.
What happens in Frankfort?
Bourbon.
Oh.
Like 90% of the world's bourbon comes out of Frankfort, Kentucky.
Really?
Yes.
I wasn't a big bourbon guy.
I would have never known that.
Oh, I actually did, but it's
Scotch. Now, if you said Lynchburg, Tennessee, I can tell you what happens there.
Yeah.
Well, everybody
lemonade.
Can. At any rate, at the Wild Turkey Distillery...
No.
5 barrels, and these are the big old barrels.
These are barrels.
55-gallon ones.
Went missing.
The bigger than ones. That.
They went missing.
Yeah.
Each barrel is worth about up to $6,000.
Wait.
Okay, the 55-gallon ones.
How do you move giant barrels like that they go missing?
With
forklifts?
Yeah. Or PCP.
So
One guy
carried them out.
Now, the thing is, this is not the first time that this has happened. There was an unsolved 2013 theft of bourbon and rye whiskey, which rye is actually kind of hard to get, they say. I've only ever had it once, so I don't know. But they, after doing a investigation, they discovered 195 bottles, 65 cases of that had been made out of this stuff. They took samples, you know, to match them up.
Yeah, I know.
But they still don't know who did it.
The same guy that did it last time and got away with it.
Probably. So they are still investigating, but they think it might be an inside job.
You think?
You think if it happened twice?
Yeah, and to move barrels like that, you need stuff.
What are the odds? One guy just walking by.
Yeah. This is one guy off. This is one guy off the street. He looked through the window and said, I need some of those gigantic barrels.
That might be enough.
Maybe.
Bill sent this one in, too.
Again?
Yes.
Oh, Bill's been hot on the news.
This is The Sopranos. The real Sopranos. Mobsters from New Jersey's...
My cousin?
De Cavalcante crime family.
Yeah, that is the real Sopranos.
Yeah, they are the real Sopranos.
Yeah, De Cavalcante.
Yeah, now, Charles the Beep Stango, 71.
That just sounds like a good gang name.
Will be going to jail for a very long time, I'm sure, once his trial is over. They had been investigated because somebody had gotten a tip that the Don, the Capo, whatever, that there was a hit out on him.
It'd be Capo, but that's
Capo, okay, Capo, whatever. Yeah, I'm okay. German.
Einstein.
Wait, that there was a hit out on him, but the rumor was that it was his own guys that wanted to take him out.
Okay.
So the feds decided, well, we're going to infiltrate. They got undercover. This investigation's been going on for like 3 years. They got an interesting tape with Charles the Beep Stango. He's 71 years old. You got to give him credit because he's still got, you know, the vim and vigor. I'm quoting him when he said that you got to maim him, or you just got to put him in a wheelchair for the rest of his life, or somebody's got to get a fucking jar of acid and throw it in his fucking face.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was just the beginning.
Don't sugarcoat it.
You put 12 in his nuts. What else did he say? Yeah, that's what
wow.
he wanted to do.
Thanks for the ample leg crossing.
They said you put him in a chair. When he's better, when he's in the chair, let him turn him around and you put 12 in his nuts. That's what he wanted to do.
Wow.
Yeah. I would like to have been a fly on the wall for that bugging.
Yeah.
Because I would have been laughing so hard.
That's not the
so
most
hard.
Effective thing to do, though.
What, bugging people?
No.
Or putting 12 in his nuts?
Yeah.
Well, if you had a stripper in there first.
You nail his member to the chair. You start the legs of the chair on fire and hand him a knife. His choice.
Okay.
Ouch.
Okay, no. You get a stripper in there first.
Why?
Then you put 12 in his nuts and he'll bleed out.
Hmm. Have you guys heard the... Who's the
Wait,
guy...
But this guy hasn't gone on trial yet, right?
He will be. He was just arrested.
So if the judge, seven jurors, and like the prosecuting attorney all die, he should be fine?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. He's got a shot then.
Hey.
50-50.
Have you heard about the guy? He's like a millionaire and they've been doing a TV show
oh, yeah.
about him.
Oh,
What's
yeah.
What's that guy's name? Durian or something like that? Or
no, durian's a fruit.
No, Paul. The guy who just... the guy who offed his wife and offed the publicist.
Yes.
And,
Did
yeah.
you hear what happened when they were filming the show?
Yeah.
So they're filming the show.
I know the director.
The last episode, he forgets he's mic'd.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks into the bathroom to mm-hmm. go to the bathroom. And he says something like, wow, these fucking idiots can't even figure out that I killed them both.
Yeah.
On mic. They were just doing a thing where it was just going to be this interesting story about him. And then he just completely.
Now, do you know when that was recorded?
No.
No.
2 years ago.
Really?
When was it released?
Oh, just
a week
released.
Before the finale.
Oh, good thinking on their part.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Yeah, but now he's... now
That
now
was recorded 2 years ago.
Yeah, now he's going to go down.
And they held it until the last couple weeks.
And I'll bet they said something like, we didn't even hear this until recently.
We didn't know.
We
came
didn't
across it on the B-roll.
We came across it right before the final episode. Yeah.
We came across when we realized that Sweeps was coming
up. How lucky for you guys. In Sweeps week.
Phil sent this story in.
Pure coincidence.
Phil K. sent this.
Phil's coming out
here.
Yes.
He's coming out here in September.
Is he?
He's coming to stay in Newport Beach and wants to come over when we record. And I'm wondering
if... Oh, just right down the street.
I'm wondering if he's thinking he's just going to go next door to Laguna.
We've had that problem before. Right, Fran?
Yeah.
We're in a different area of Laguna Beach.
Yeah, a really eastern
There's a
section.
Sign right there. It says beach. That way.
Yeah, which actually points,
which actually
the, wrong
points
way.
The wrong way. But
yeah. So anyway.
Yes.
Portland is currently in the process. Portland, Oregon is currently in the process. They're petitioning the Environmental Quality Commission because they want to be allowed to use recycled sewage water to let breweries make beer with it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Would you drink pee beer?
I don't care because I don't drink anymore. I don't care.
Vodka out of chicken shit.
Yes, the peanut gallery just informed us that there's a Russian company making vodka out of chicken poop. My goodness. Chicken poop doesn't sound
you
right.
Are just
it really
a font of
shit.
Knowledge today.
There's people that make some of the best coffee in the world supposed to be made out of, what is it, monkey crap with
no, it's the civet coffee. No, it's the cats that poop the civet yeah. cats.
Yeah, they poop coffee beans
yes,
out or something.
Because they eat the fruit around it.
Yeah.
Look, if you're using the right water reclamation system, you can drink it.
Well, and that's what they're saying. Now, this would Fine. Not be the first time. Actually, Bill Gates himself drinks reclaimed water out of feces. He's got a machine that turns their waste into water and yeah. electricity.
It's well, Microsoft.
Good
Pretty
thing.
Soon he's going to have one that turns water to
Because, you know,
wine.
California's got a year's worth of water left.
Yeah, I know.
So
and
suck it up.
Yeah, and the governor... The governor has already said that forced emigration is not off the table for discussions. And you know who they're going to emigrate first. People that have apartments, people that aren't, you know, people with single family homes. They're not going to get rid of, they're not going to push out business owners, big business owners, or, you know, infrastructure people or anything like that.
Or
they're
illegals.
Going to get rid of.
I'm sorry, undocumented people.
I don't know that they can. They don't know who they are.
They know. Who,
yeah.
Okay. Really? Really? Really?
Well, they might.
Okay, they might.
But yeah, that's so we might all be moving soon. I already know where I'm going to move.
In the boozy news on the next show, there is a story involving water.
Okay, good. Well, let's get there then.
I got a great spot in Rosarito to head to.
Now, this also has to do with poo. In Britain, the first bus... fueled by what they call biomethane gas, which is generated by processing human poop. And the bus runs. It doesn't say whether or not the exhaust smells like farts.
I was going to ask about the backfire, but...
it smells like burned farts.
Burned... Ew.
If you're going to smell farts, that's the best way.
It takes ones. Only a single tank of the biomethane gas... is produced with the feces of only 5 people will power the vehicle for 190 miles. That's
okay.
If you put commodes in the seats.
Yes.
You can refuel on the go.
Yes. You could drive forever.
That would
I'm
be
just saying, you are just a bag of Taco Bell bean burritos away from getting all the way to Paris.
That's right.
Yeah, but that would be an interesting. They should have a camera like up by where the driver is to take pictures.
Because wait a minute. I don't want to see a camera of people pooping.
Yes, you do. You want to, not no, of them pooping. You want to see all of the 40 people's facial expressions while they're pooping on the bus.
Shelly's just the side of a strange Japanese guy on the internet.
I'm sorry. That's just. I think that's really funny.
Wow. What kind of cookies were those again?
Med 6.
Shelly won.
Oh, my goodness, that was good. Thanks, Phil, for sending that one in.
We got a lot of mileage on that one.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
190 miles.
Yeah.
Mark sent this one in, and I also got it from somebody else. Ryan Bossy passed away on January 30th. And his family took the unusual step of actually admitting publicly what he died from, which was addiction. Well, I'm going to read the opening line from his obituary. Was Ryan Douglas Bossy, 27 years old, died January 30th, 2015, in Portland after losing a hard-fought battle with addiction. And then it went on after that to, you know, talk about the things that he loved in life and what he'd been doing, you know, other than crack.
Crystal.
but... like almost every single obituary of an addict who's passed away says died suddenly. It doesn't say what they died of. Nobody wants to admit
they died
to
of
it.
Their heart stopping.
That's right. Like Joe Smith, 32, passed away after a long illness.
Yeah.
He was survived by his parents and his special friend. He died of AIDS. You know, yeah.
It's the
we all know how to interpret. We were just talking about interpreting obituaries.
Yeah, and the euphemism trade in obituaries is quite deep because there are all sorts of things that they use to describe things that nobody really wants to talk about. So it was kind of groundbreaking for his parents to actually fess up to that. And in the article, they talked about that they didn't think they didn't want his death to be glossed over because other people suffer from this too, and other people die from this too. And by not acknowledging it, mm-hmm. it sort of takes away something from his life.
Did you see the obituary that the brother and sister wrote about their mother who had abused them when they were young?
No.
They wrote an obituary as honest as could be. I can't believe they even printed it. You know, we are pretty sure there's a heaven and hell, and if there is a heaven and hell, we hope there's a heaven and hell because at least we know where mom's at.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, they just...
You know, when you said, you know, you couldn't believe, you know, they came out and said the exact cause, I was expecting something like, you know, he died because he sat on a traffic cone or
baseball bat.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
A lubed up baseball bat in his rectum.
Ouch.
Well,
after he fell down the stairs.
Truthfully struck out swinging.
Brian sent this one in. In Sausalito, California,
there's
a gas station that decided that they were going to start charging $8 for a gallon of gas.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, there you go.
Love Sausalito.
They got some money up there.
When
yeah.
The owner, David Mann, was asked why he did that, and he said, because Sausalito has a lot of complainers. And I'm going to quote him here, too. He says, people would complain about a 2 to 3 cent difference with another station, so I raised the price to $8 to shut them up. And it worked. They stopped complaining.
Yeah, because they stopped coming. They stopped coming to his place.
Hey, I was in Denver. $2.09 a gallon.
What the hell?
It's just because nobody really lives in California.
No. You know what? What did we see today? Uh-huh. Or no, that was $3.15.
That was $3.15, but that was cash only. It was $3.35. Using a card.
Wow.
Let's see. Oh, now Brian sent the story in, but it was actually posted in the group this week. I don't know who approves this stuff. The BATF, I guess, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms has approved the production and distribution of a new product called Palcohol.
Yes.
It's powdered alcohol.
Powdered alcohol.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
Now, wait a minute. They accidentally approved it?
Yeah, they said it was an accident.
It was an accident. Oh, well.
That's right. Yep.
Well.
Pina Gallery's got it accurate.
You know what I think?
It's been going on for a while.
You know what I think?
What do you think?
It's powdered?
Yeah.
You can for sure slam it.
No, you can't. Actually, they tell you you can't. They tell you.
You can snort it.
No, they tell you you shouldn't snort it, though.
Well, yeah, like that's going to stop alcoholics.
No, that will kill you.
Really?
Okay, well, yeah. the point of this...
It's a little heroin if you
overdose. Do you know what it was for? You know why it was created?
No.
Hikers who wanted to have a drink when they got to the summit of wherever they were hiking didn't like carrying the heavy bottles, so they would carry the powdered and just add it to their water.
I have logged many, many, many miles backpacking. Yeah. I totally see that.
I get it.
It's like the difference between taking bottles of Gatorade and taking packets of Kool-Aid.
So which tight ass has ruined it for everybody else?
The state of Utah.
There you go.
Oh, it's Utah.
Well, I'm getting to the actual point of this story.
Oh, excuse me.
There's a point to all this.
Yes. Utah has decided they're going to outlaw it. They've made it illegal to use or sell it in any form. So the black market in Palcohol in Utah will probably be pretty good.
And the funny
which some
thing
of the
is,
best hiking areas in the world.
I was
going to
say, there's a ton of backpacking in Utah.
Let's see.
Palcohol.
Part of my problem here is that I'm reading news that I haven't read today.
Yeah, well, no worries.
Bill sent this one in. Now, you know, when you're out there and you're drinking, you generally have your brew of choice or your drink of choice or whatever.
Yep.
More.
64-year-old Clarence Sturtevant was having a beer with his 66-year-old neighbor, Walter Merrick. They were hanging out in the parking lot of their apartment complex. Sturtevant ran out of beer, asked his friend to go and get him a beer. He asked him hey, go in and get me another Budweiser. His friend came back with a can of Busch.
Did he kill him? Did he try and kill him?
He shot him.
There you go.
Guy drank enough beer, he didn't care about Busch?
No, well, the thing is that is ironic about that is that Budweiser and Busch are both Anheuser-Busch products. So it's not that different. I mean, but he really hated Busch.
Remind me of that the next Budweiser. Time you go to buy a cigarette that's made by the same company, but it's a completely different brand.
I've done that.
Bud.
Yeah.
Wise. Okay.
That's how you know beer makes you smarter. Made Budweiser.
I'm trying to remember what some of these stories are.
It's old. It's worn out, but I still like it.
And the board just went purple. I don't know what purple means.
I just noticed that. Yeah.
And nobody can hear the peanut gallery.
Some things are best not heard.
I have never seen the board just do that.
I don't know. It just went purple. I don't know what that means.
Freaked out on us.
Yeah, it's all purple. I hope we're still recording.
Yeah, we are recording.
This was kind of an interesting story, but it was like an oddity in the news. Well, it's not really odd. Well, I guess it is odd.
Is it because Bruce is maxed out? Is that why we...
No, because that doesn't usually turn purple. Anyway, in Yellowstone National Park...
Yep.
That's going to explode pretty soon.
There's a hot spring pool called Morning Glory, mm-hmm. which is the color of a morning glory. It's like a blue and yellow and green around the edges, of like the blooming flower of a morning glory plant. Mm-hmm. It's no longer blue. It changed color because... backpackers and visitors and people keep throwing pennies in it. It turned bright green.
Oh. Ooh.
So it's no longer the morning glory. It's more like the toxic waste cesspool.
It's more like the...
I've seen the picture.
They're gonna call it like the Kush.
It looks like it used to... I saw the picture before and it did look like a morning glory flower.
Fluorescent green now?
And now it looks like the slime stuff from Ghostbusters.
I hope that's what it is, and it's not really the super volcano warming up underneath there.
Well, that's what the scientists say.
Yeah.
That it is. Not that it's the thing
that's
warming
up. That's what's going to wipe out America someday. Hopefully.
What are you hoping for?
Peanut gallery can't wait for us to all die. I don't want to be here when it happens. Seriously.
Okay. I'm calling it.
What?
It's doot time.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back. Welcome back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
At?
Selfwillhappens.com.
Could you possibly put any more chips in your mouth than you have in your
mouth?
It's
not chips.
It's cookies.
Oh, it's cookies?
I'm having a very healthy dinner.
She's got that salty sweet thing going on.
The chip things are awesome.
You're welcome.
They are awesome. Mark, you have a topic.
I do, and what did we decide to call it?
Identification situation.
Yeah.
How did it come up? Everyone is dying to know.
The way they always do. I was at a meeting.
You're at a meeting.
Of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Alcoholics.
And as they went around the room at the beginning of the meeting, everybody identified themselves. And...
They do it for everyone in the room.
Everyone in the room. Yeah, they go around the room. 40 guys. And one of the guys happened to say, he identified, gave his name, and said, I'm on the fence.
Okay.
Meeting started. Sharing started. Bunch of guys with a lot of time. Nothing people like to share more about than a guy who says something like, I'm on the fence.
Yes.
Because the get the fence post out of your ass comments started.
What we would call targeted sharing.
Hope you don't get any splinters, you know, the whole, you know.
Yeah.
And so after a few people shared in regards to this guy's share, he raised his hand. The leader called on him, and he started to explain what he meant and why he was there. Instant uproar in the room amongst a handful of bleeding deacons.
Bleeding deacons, yes.
That he didn't identify as an alcoholic. He can't share. And I'm sitting there thinking, you all just shared at him. I personally would have opened with, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Perfect.
You know, a little point counterpoint, but.
Did he, was this a closed meeting or an open meeting?
It's an open meeting. It's a men's meeting, but it's an open meeting.
Then what are they complaining about?
Got to be an alcoholic. Because he didn't say he was an alcoholic. To share. You're welcome to be there. But in order to share, you got to identify as an alcoholic. Now, once again, we get into the people don't know what they don't know. And if you're going to share apps, it turned out all the guy wanted to say was he was there to support his friend who was sitting next to
him. Right, because everyone was sharing
that had
at
4 days. Yeah, he came to support his friend.
And he ain't coming back now.
Yeah. And I felt I did the best thing I could do, which is I left.
I was going to say get up and walk out.
I got up and walked out because you know what?
Before you started to lay it down?
I was getting ready to peel skin, so I thought, you know what? I better just
see
mosey on out of here.
Well, you know me. There's times I'd be more than happy to jump into that fray. I would.
The thing is, I've done it so many times, I'm actually getting a little tired of it.
I really love to do it. Well, I haven't had this come up in a long time, but I remember there was this gal, Camille, who ended up passing away with like 54 years, and someone shared that they were an alcoholic addict in an AA meeting years ago.
Fine.
And, right, but this is a long time ago, and they weren't as keen to that as they are now. And she said, this is for alcoholics. You know, you can't share as an alcoholic addict, and blah, 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 blah. And, of course, I had like a couple of years, and she had like 48 years at the time. Yeah. And I raised my hand to share, and I said, my name's Bruce, and I'm an alcoholic addict. And I looked right at her, and, you know, if looks could kill, I would have been dead. And I'm like,
how those meds treating you?
And I'm like, you know, I never share about something that I don't find in the big book. And I said, I was just reading the chapter, Dr. Alcoholic Addict. And actually, Dr. William Silthwaite talks about people suffering from alcohol addiction. Uh-huh. And, you know, and I would just, and after the meeting, she was just like, had nothing good to say to me. And I'm like, it's in the big book.
Well, you know, I went to the 502 Club some years ago, was invited to come take a cake for 26 years and speak. And some yahoo in the third row decided to point out that when I opened it, I was an addict alcoholic. And I added alcoholic purely because I was at an AA meeting out of respect. I usually don't even add alcoholic.
Right.
Because I'm addicted to everything. So.
Right.
And he decided to jump in and throw his two cents in as I began my pitch. And I did what I usually do.
Did you lay the smack down on him?
I lit him up till he left.
Yeah, when it's your time to speak.
Yeah, it's my turn. Yeah, it's my turn. This is my time, pal. So you and your 6 years should just get the hell out.
Ow! How about you, Shelley?
What?
Well, what do you think?
I think everybody just needs to calm the fuck down.
Ooh. Good thing. Yes. Good thing we're on the internet.
Oh yeah. Oops. I'm not supposed to say that word, am I?
No. Fuck it. No.
You can.
I think that if you've got enough sobriety to be worried about semantics, then maybe your sobriety is missing something, like passing it along. Because speaking for myself, when I get caught up in little pedantic BS, when I get caught up in little tiny, you know, rules and crap like that, that's usually when I'm trying to divert my focus off of something that I actually need to be working on or thinking about or doing or something. And I can't remember the last time I sat in a meeting and thought, well, they shouldn't be sharing because blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Because I'm too busy listening to what they're sharing. That's the point. Yeah. And I understand that we have rules for a reason. The traditions are there. The traditions have kept us around this long. That's what's and that's important.
Where in the traditions does it say you have to identify as an alcoholic in order to share?
No, I'm not saying it does. I'm just saying, I'm just speaking in generalities.
Okay.
I'm just speaking in generalities. I know that we have rules for a reason, but You know, I don't freaking need to sit in a room with 12 hall monitors.
Yeah, but because a group of six tight ass guys made some rule about if you have to be an alcoholic in order to share an AA meeting. Doesn't say it anywhere.
No, I've never seen it.
No, because you know what? The three of us right now can agree you don't have to, and I can just tell them I was just in a meeting, and they decided that you don't have to.
Yeah, 100% of the people.
That's right. Right.
The only thing it says is a desire to stop drinking. That's in the traditions. That's the only thing it says.
And I'm sorry, but one of the guys shared perfectly at him and said, it's Tuesday at 7:15. I remember a lot of things on Tuesday nights I did at 7:15, kind of. But I never went to an AA meeting until I realized I was an alcoholic. So if you're here.
I used to go to a meeting called the question and answer meeting, which we like to refer to as a question and opinion meeting. And someone would always, you'd write down your question anonymously and put it in this coffee can, and they would pull them out and read them. As would happen every week, someone would anonymously write, how do I know if I'm an alcoholic? And my pat answer was always, the fact that you're sitting in an AA meeting even wondering if you're an alcoholic is a pretty good indication that you are, because I never sat around and wondered if I was an alcoholic. You know, if I'm at a meeting and I am questioning the fact if I'm an alcoholic, I probably am. But in that case, I'm not dogging the guy. I'm just telling the guy, hey, that's you probably are.
If you're not sure, stick around for a year. If you decide you're not, we'll give you all your misery back.
Double your misery back at the door.
Or it says in the book, if you're not sure if you're an alcoholic, step outside and
try some controlled drinking.
See how far that
also
gets you.
Also says science may one day find a cure, and I think they're getting close.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. And would you try that cure?
I don't think I need to try it.
I don't think I need to try it.
I don't think I would.
Because here's the problem. I'm pretty sure that I'd be okay if I went and had a drink. I'm pretty sure I'd be okay if I went and had two drinks. I'm pretty sure I have no fucking idea what's going to happen after that.
Yeah. Science may one day...
No.
Well, you know what they're going to do? They're going to come up with a pill to cure alcoholism, and I'm going to wonder what taking four of them does.
Yeah.
And can I crush the pill up and snort it? Like palcohol.
Palcohol.
How about the people that when you go to meetings, like, for instance, and Mark and I have both run into this, where we've been asked to speak at NA meetings, and... And it's almost like the program stuff about you can't say clean in an AA meeting and you can't say sober in an NA meeting. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Look how accurate you were, Shelly. We mentioned the topic before the show, and Shelly goes, oh, this will be an AANA bash session.
Yes.
Well, this isn't a bash thing.
That's the way it goes.
I mean, this is what happens. I mean, Mark and I know we both spoke at an NA meeting, and I don't know about you, but I used the sober word quite freely. And I told everyone, if the biggest problem you have today is listening to me speak and I say sober in an NA meeting, I think your life's pretty effing good.
Look, here's the thing. I got clean and sober.
Yeah.
And yes, you do have to have one to have the other. But actually, you can be sober without being clean, but that's a whole other story.
But that's just a shower away.
That's right. And I just shared. I said, look, guys, I get it. I know the big word around here is clean. I got clean and sober. In my story, I'm going to use the word sober. I don't use it out of disrespect, but if you want me to start thinking about what I'm sharing before I share, then I'm sharing from my head instead of from my heart.
Oh.
And it'll be entertaining because anytime you get in my head, it's just a frickin' party.
Yes.
But I'd prefer to share my experience, strength, and hope. In order to do that, I got to share what goes on with me.
Awesome.
And if you have a problem with it, I get it. We'll talk about it after the meeting. But you asked me to come out here tonight and drive 2.5 hours to get here, so you're going to get what I got.
I have a question about the identification thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had a member of... The Thursday night group, well, used to be a member.
You talking about me?
No.
Oh.
Had kittens in the middle of the meeting, and it's an open meeting, when they found out that because somebody asked a question, and the somebody happened to be a student who was sent to the meeting as part of their classes.
I love them.
And there were four of them in the group.
Came in many times.
And they came in quite often.
Yeah.
They haven't been back since this person threw his little tantrum and said that that was not allowed. That we don't have monitors. Nobody gets to record what we're saying. And they weren't recording that.
They were taking notes for a class. Now, when I was secretary of that meeting, they came to me before the meeting started.
Absolutely.
Identified
themselves.
They'd done
it to me, too.
I told them it was great. Welcome. I was glad they were there. So they let us know.
Yeah, have a cup of coffee and some cookies.
That's right.
Yeah, and
the donuts are fresh.
Oh, no. I remember who was the secretary during that time, and they did ask him.
Who had kittens?
Who was the secretary?
Does it start with an L?
The secretary was our friend Jake at the time.
Does it start with an L?
And it starts with an L. Yes, the L-H. One who had kittens.
He had... Really?
Yes. Yeah. Had absolute fit. And I took him on, and I said, why are you so ahead up about this? It's an open meeting. It doesn't matter if it's an open meeting. It's an open meeting for people who may or may not be cocaine addicts or alcoholics. It's not, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he goes on and on. And
well, I didn't question the students on whether they were cocaine addicts or not. They might have been.
Well, and my point to him
That's when I started real heavy was in college.
Yeah.
My point to him was if none of them had ever asked a question or said anything, you wouldn't have known. So how would they be? He said, well, it makes your sharing different when you know you're being monitored by someone.
Really?
They weren't monitoring.
Make different.
Who cares?
Yeah, and he just had a fit.
Yeah. You know what? As long as you're not taking pictures or actually recording,
No,
care.
They weren't. They didn't even have any.
You know.
They had little slips of paper.
Literature.
They asked for literature. Yeah, and they had little slips of paper that they had to get signed for their class. That was it.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
And they identified.
Yeah.
The identification situation. They came in and told us.
Yeah. So.
And said, is that okay?
Yeah.
It's okay.
And we didn't mind them asking a question, so why was it not okay for this person to say? I've heard many times in meetings, I'm just here to support my friend. I just, you know, I want her to get well, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And nobody has ever said anything about that. Why?
We've seen people who bring their parents with them.
More the merrier.
One of your sponsees used to bring his mother all the time. One of Shelly's sponsees used to bring her mother all the time.
Of course, the same sponsee that decided recently, no longer my sponsee, that photographing the meeting was okay.
Interestingly enough, I got a text one day from said sponsee. It says, is it okay if I come to coffee high?
Sure.
And I said, why would you be high? And he says, well, I have a prescription. And I said, why do you have a prescription for weed? And he said, well, it's for PTSD.
He's 12.
And I said, I said, so I look it up because I don't know that much about PTSD. But the three main things, takes up 99% of the people with PTSD, comes from one of three things. One is from being in battle. And really only about 6% of guys who have been in battle actually get it, but it's one of the main causes of PTSD. I said, I'm pretty sure you've never been in the military. And I said, the other two are you've been raped, and the other one was you were abused as a child. Now, there's a 1% chance it could be something else, but that's where 99% of them fall in. And I'm like, did you get this prescription from your psychiatrist? And he goes, no. I go, did you get it from a weed doctor? And he goes, yes, but it's all legal. I'm like, I'm like, dude, come on. You know why you got it. As I was talking with Kylie earlier about dabbing, this thing, it's like smoking crack for weed smokers.
Wax.
And I'm like, how many people that have medical prescriptions do dabs? And Kylie's like, nobody. It's like for getting blotto. It's like one hit and it knocks you the hell out.
Yeah. One hitter quitter.
But nope.
Nobody.
Unfortunately, no one's going to hear that.
You gotta come over here if you want to talk.
So Shelley.
Yes?
What would your final words on the identification situation be?
Just if you are going to identify in a meeting, tell people who you are. If they have a problem with it, it's their problem, not yours.
There you go. Mark?
Yes?
What would you say?
Rule 62.
Don't take yourself
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
If you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. If you don't like what you're getting, do something different. Yep. If the biggest problem you hear today is that someone doesn't identify correctly in a meeting, I think your life's pretty effing good.
Yep.
Because I remember when a bad day for me was, I live on the street and it looks like rain. And that was not good. Shelley. Shelley.
Yes. What?
We have people that we have friends in the Inland Empire.
Yeah. Oh, we do. We do?
Yeah.
We do.
Oh, the 12 Step Gazette?
Yes.
Yes. The Peanut Gallery. Now I've completely lost my train of thought. Yes, you can go to 12stepgazette.com/IE. That will give you the 12 Step Gazette for the Inland Empire. That's the Inland Empire in California, in Southern California. And the 12 Step Gazette back east in Philadelphia. I went to the website yesterday, mm-hmm. and it says it will be coming back soon.
Okay, cool.
So keep your eyes peeled for that.
Awesome. Mark, we have people that listen to the show.
We do. We appreciate that very much.
Yes, we do.
However you listen to the show, however you get the feed, thank you for listening. We ask if you get it from some way other than going on our site that you go to recovery101.net or yes. last30days.com.
Yes.
Or any of the other...
Or yes. recovery101.rocks.
That's it. Those will all get you to our site. And we ask that you come on, join Podomatic. Once you join Podomatic, you can do all the stuff that we ask you to do, which is very good for our ratings.
Yes, it is.
Come on, you can like shows, you can follow, and you can follow every day. So you can follow. That's
follow
it.
Follow the yellow brick road.
You can also leave comments on shows. You can leave show topics.
Yes.
And you can add us to your playlist for all your Saturday night party needs.
Sweet.
Dude.
Dude, yeah. Hey, and if you are Facebook friendly, it's real easy to join Podomatic. You can log in with Facebook. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you would like to be a member of the Recovery 101 group, that is a secret group. Be very, very quiet.
Because they're out there.
There's wabbits out there. If you'd like to join that, you can either send me a message on the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. You can look up Bruce Burnett and send me a private message. You can look up Shelley Burnett and send her a private message.
Shoot us an email.
And we will, or you can send us an email at recovery101radio@gmail.com. Also, if you'd like, we're bringing back Recovery 101 Idol, Recovery Idol. If you want to record a jingle for us, it's got to have the words Recovery 101 in it. It can have the names of the hosts in it if you want, Bruce,
mine.
Mark, and Shelley. Whatever you want. And we will for sure play it at least once.
It doesn't have to have our names in it, but it has to say Recovery 101.
No,
right,
for our egos, if you want us to play it more than once, you want to put our names in it.
Yeah, well, you know, we have. You probably can tell we have more Peanut Gallery here now because our laugh track showed up. That would be Patrick and Nathan. Let's see. Oh, Shelley,
what?
Who's the lead out music by?
I don't know. Who would you like it to be?
Whoever you like.
The Evangelicals?
The Evangelicals. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.